And I'll call for apologies. We have no apologies, but Councillor Mocker has made application to attend by Zoom. I'd ask someone to move.
I'd like to move that way, Mr. Mayor.
Second, Councillor Mocker's attendance. And I have a second, Councillor Pearce.
Yeah.
I'll put that, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carry. Are there any declarations of interest in the main business paper?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, on page six, business improvement grant. You go ahead.
Thanks, Councillor. I also have a non-procuring interest in that. I haven't built a form in, I will very shortly. Any others? Okay, we'll move on. Confirmation of minutes of the ordinary meeting held on the 18th of May. Councillor Pearce, second, Councillor Mudford. Any alterations or amendments? Yes, I'll put that. All those in favour? Against, carry. Can I have a procedural motion to move into closed section of council? Councillor Baker, Councillor Naden. I'll put that, all those in favour? Against, carry. Two items in the section this afternoon. First is a tender. Tenders for aggregates and raw materials. Did you want to read the second, Mr. Cole? Is there any question? If not, I'll put all those in favour? Against, carry. Just with that, Councillor, we normally get someone from Lake Government New South Wales to coordinate the review at a substantial cost. If there's no items of contention from councillors brought forward, I proceed, intend rather, that we'll just run it locally, as we have the Northern Park Union review.
And I don't think there'll be anyone that's got travel at the moment, Mr. Mayor. So.
Well, we've done it before on Zoom and this one. Well, he's done still performing.
Okay.
So I put that in, didn't I?
Yes.
Yep, okay, very good. The integrated planning reporting, the adoption of the operational plan.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, there has been no submissions received, no late ones in.
It's interesting. Or disappointing, whichever way. So the budget as presented be adopted. Someone like to move that? Councillor Walker, Councillor Wrigley. I'll put that, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carry. Councillor Walker, can I ask you to stand for this next item, the business improvement programme?
Yeah, councillors, the
give me 3 days. Yeah.
The business improvement grant program report there outlining approximately $100,000 worth of expenditure over the next financial year by council. I'll hand it over to Mr. Elton.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. You recall that we went through it in detail at a workshop. The budget is over 2 years, like $50,000 put into reserves this year as of tomorrow, and then that we had a $50,000 budget next year. It has been since the workshop to the Economic Development Committee, and they supported the assessment panel's recommendations and what council had considered at the workshop. So we went through that presentation that we gave to you with that committee. That's where it's up to at this point in time. And you've got a list there on the next page there of the recommended supporting to the value of $101,887 in round figures. So there is a correction there in the report of $100 actually. In the recommendation, you'll see it says 987, it should be 887.
Question through the chair. Neil, do you want to just elaborate on the timeframes as to when that needs to be, when it needs to be completed, and what do we expect if someone's sort of dragging the chain a little bit? How we're going to deal with that?
Okay. So there's a full process that we'll go through with the successful applicants, in which they, and they're aware of it from the application process, in which they commit to receiving their funding subject to progress with the works, which we'll be looking for evidence, either physical or by way of, well, between physical and invoices to show that the expenditure has occurred. As we go along, all projects are required to be completed by the 30th of June 2022. So there's a 12-month period in which to complete all works. And given the nature, almost all of those projects were at the point where they were shovel ready, I guess you could say. So they were already planned. That was part of the application process. They had to show their plans with it. But certainly there'll be no money actually allocated or expended without the evidence that goes with it to show that the works that were proposed, the projects proposed, have proceeded to that point. Some of them could be by way of progress payments on invoice, and then an acquittal at the end in which it's required to show that all money's been spent, otherwise returned to council.
Is there any further questions, councillors, in regards to that report? No?
Thanks, Councillor Ward. And I see you let a visitor in.
Here we go.
Welcome, Nick.
Thank you.
I don't know what old age is going to talk. We'll move on to the mayoral and councillor fees.
So through you, Mr. Mayor, there's the tribunal's recommended increases or determined an increase of 2%, and we are in the rural council area, so I've identified there what the current fees that are paid to councillors and what the impact would be. The monthly fee would move from $12,160 to $12,400.
The annual fee,
Mr. Mayor.
No, I'm getting excited.
That's the annual fee, and the additional fee for the mayor per annum is proposed to move from $26,530 to $27,060, which is a 2% increase in both. So council can determine the fees up to that amount.
I'd like to move the recommendation for the maximum fees on page 9 for both the mayor and the councillor.
Thanks, Councillor Pearce. Do I have a second on that, Councillor Walker? Is there any discussion?
Well, I think it's in line with what we've done every other year. Senate budget report.
On the basis, I put that, all those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. The Kiwi Villa units, the pricing of those, it's a pretty straightforward report there. Does anyone have any questions of the director?
What was the rise in the prices, Joe? Do you know?
What we normally do with each builder as it comes up is seek and estimate.
Yeah.
Based on the market still.
Yeah.
That's what we've done for the last, I think, 4 that we've sold.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
And those sale prices, they are keeping pace with inflation and general market movement.
I'm happy to move recommendation 1-3, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Walker. I have a seconder. Councillor Naden. There's no further question. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Thanks, carried. Your own living cottages completions. Just a report be noted.
Through you, Mr. Chair, can I highlight that it's an exceptionally good result for that project? It was very, very complex, and the project team put it in under budget. But I think it really should be acknowledged that it was a very complex project, and what we've ended up with is an investment for council that will actually bring us quite a sizeable benefit return. The building that we've just vacated, which was a DCJ-owned building, the rental income that they were charging us for that annually was about $57,000. So we're now no longer paying that income to DCJ, and we'll be able to charge that for the cottages at lease. So
yeah, I'd like to think it still would be more than that.
Yeah. So I guess this report just highlighting Janelle and her team, and Brian and his team have done an excellent job in putting it all together. And we have one of the cottages that is vacant, so that will be advertised shortly, and that will bring us in extra clients.
I think, truly, Mr. Mayor, this is the full stop of that project now. You know, the clients are in, it's developed, all the sums are in, it's just the full stop to that. And it's something that we should achieve, or should celebrate our achievement in that, because it's been a good project.
Until we build the next one next year?
Ian, would it, a note of acknowledging the success and the excellence from the council?
Wouldn't hurt, okay?
Yeah. No. Okay, so the report be noted and
congratulations.
Yeah, no. Acknowledgement and congratulations for both the project team and the Rana Living supervisors.
Well,
Janelle's
the
manager,
so yes. I think Janelle and Brian led both of those teams, and without them, that wouldn't happen.
Right. That's moved, Councillor Peer. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Mudford. I'll put the councillors, all those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. The Capital Works and Capital Road and Urban Works program, and this is what we workshopped this afternoon. I think we all acknowledge, and the noise in the community is there, that our road network is under duress, and that has come about primarily by the fact that we've just got through 5 separate flood declarations extending from January 20 to April 21, and each declaration, yeah, put problems on problems and restarted, our whole insurance claim. The community is looking for results with more range forecast. We're not going to be able to deliver those results through the NADRA funding in the next week or two. But this is an opportunity to show them that we're also looking at the way we operate. Has anyone else got any comments on?
I think it's a pretty pretty complex issue that, as any rural council would face, Mr. Mayor, and I acknowledge the work that Mr. Cole and his staff put into the attachments that form part of this report. Either option B or C for me work, that's for sure. I think the methodology of of option A that we've currently been using on our rural road network probably hasn't been working. And probably I would add to that that, you know, in the last, I suppose, nearly 9 years at Altman here, we've actually, you know, increased our rural road resheeting program, I think, twofold in that period of time, you know, from previous councils. So for me, I'm quite happy to be led by other councillors' thoughts, but either option B or C actually do work for me.
And through you, Mr. Mayor, can I make the comment that panning segments on Hillside Road is, I don't think that is, that road is important enough to have that amount of attention. I would be interested in option C. I'd vote for option C just for that reason, to take that interest off the Hillside Road.
Okay, is there any other comments?
Well, Mr. Mayor, I think option B, the fact that it's more economical for dollars spent, because you're spending on less roads but doing a good job, and in that area there where we might have opposition competition down the track with the gravel in that Kirvin area. So it'd be good to get some of that area out of the way, the East Angle Road, Hillside Road.
Any other comments?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move the recommendation of option B as laid out by Mr. Colwell in that workshop.
Okay, and that's the recommendation of the director. It's moved by Councillor Baker. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Wrigley. Is there any further discussion? Did you want to speak against that, Councillor Kidd?
No, but only if you look at the number of people who are living on Hillside Road now. It's, you know, it's a long road, but there's not a lot of access. There's not a lot of use, but there is farm use, of course there's farm use, but to have it fully restabilised is not in my thoughts, no.
Okay, do you have any comments for? Any further comments against? If not, I'll put that. All in favour of option B, raise your right hand. All against? I declare it carried. Sorry, Councillor Mockler, I didn't... Are you there?
Yeah, I raised my right hand.
I've seen it now. Late as always. Okay, the next report is the plant replacement program for 21-22, which involves $650,000 of major plant and $128,000 of minor plant. The recommendation there is to be adopted. Has anyone got any questions for the director?
Councillor Mockler's moved that.
Thanks, Councillor Mockler. Do I have a second, Councillor Baker? Is there any further discussion? If not, I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Declare it carried. There's a report here on the Natural Resources Commission, a request for submission. And submissions are due on the 16th of July. There's a comment there from the director that, you know, to date the plan has not impeded council's ability to operate. And as such, we don't believe we need to make a submission.
Can I just raise one question, Mr. Mayor? Is this with our possible application under some river beautification projects, do you think that this would impede in that in any way, shape or form?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'm not anticipating anything, Councillor Walker. Basically, it doesn't change the trading rights. We have surface water allocation. Whether we get permission to build the infrastructure, that's a different story, but I don't think that it has any implications for the water sharing plan as such.
And any water we would use as part of that project would come out of our water, okay. Our current existing water licence anyway.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, I'm happy to move the recommendation because it doesn't present an issue.
Thanks, Councillor Walker. Seconder, Councillor Peer. I'll put that, all those in favour. Against, carried. Food premises inspections. And then just a recommendation that Mr. Matthew Thorpe be noted. I'm sure you can find them wash shopping in any shopping town. In any home in town. So just a recommendation there, Council. Councillor Nathan, have a seconder.
Yep.
Councillor Mudford, I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried. The minutes of committee meetings for adoption, the Economic Development Committee, which we've dealt with the big ideas, the Sports Council, and the Turuina Management Committee. Are there any comments on any of those?
Sorry, through you, Mr. Mann. An ambulance, just about the, I was reading about the football one. An ambulance couldn't get into the football the other day. Could you just make note of that? There was no key down at the Oval.
Oh, we've had this, been an ongoing issue.
Oh, well, there was no key on any of the keyring. Sorry, could we just note that?
Yeah.
Part of acknowledgement of the sports.
Yeah, what football was on
the ambulance?
Junior league and junior netball, and the ambulance couldn't get in at all.
That was a Saturday.
That was a Saturday.
Couldn't get into the actual Oval playing.
Got in the Oval, but couldn't get in. You know how there's another one that goes over towards the high school fence.
Oh, there's a train that they put across there to stop traffic going through there.
Yeah. No key on any of the keys. So the ambulance had to get him and wheel him all the way up.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so sorry, could we just make comment of that at the Sports Council?
Yeah, we'll look into that because I didn't know. So it wasn't the junior league or someone that put the padlock on, because usually it's the sporting groups that manage the traffic on site. So we'll take that on.
No, thank you, if you don't mind, thank you.
Yeah, junior league normally lock that area so you can't drive past the netball courts and that.
Yeah, so the ambulance came in at first bit at the back of the barbecue.
Yep.
But he couldn't go down to where the child was. He was on the back. At the bottom of the Oval, but on our council, not on the high school, on the council.
I understand what the issue is, Mr. Mayor.
Make a note that we'll investigate ambulance access to all playing areas of McGrane.
I'll log it as a customer request.
Yeah. Right.
I'll have it
move
the recommendation of the minutes here, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Mudford. Have a seconder. Councillor Mudford, I'll put that, all those in favour. Yes, carried. Committee meetings for notation. That was the Consultative Committee, the Health and Safety Committee, and Interagency. And a recommendation there on page, where am I? Page 41. They've been noted. Councillor Peart, Councillor Naden. I'll put that, all those in favour. Against, carried. Reports for information and notation. The statement of bank balances. The investment funds. Outstanding matters from previous meetings. And development applications. And the recommendation of those reports be noted. Councillor Mudford, Councillor Baker.
Can I just raise a quick question there, Mr. Mayor? Just in regards to September 2020, 165/20 gravel pit agreements. Here we are today talking about a major gravel resheeting program over the next 3 years, and the demand on our local gravel due to, you know, the possibility of inland runoff. Is that something that we should try and tidy up? I know that we were approached by one particular landholder around, you know, an increased payment on royalties. Is this something that we need to probably pay closer attention to, and making sure that we actually have those agreements in place prior to the construction of inland runoff?
I'm not sure that our thinking was along the lines of forcing the issue. And was having a policy there to be able to deal with it.
As I recall, Mr. Mayor, as I recall, the resolution asked for me to gauge the support for landholders that have gravel pits on their land to enter into those agreements. As yet, I haven't progressed that because I've been obviously busy doing other things, but that's on my to-do list.
Thank you.
Okay.
Fair enough. So I'll put that, all those in favour.
Thanks,
Gary. We've got some Category A correspondence there. One is the Gilgandra High School Careers Expo, and a recommendation from the General Manager that we support that.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor. Look, this is, I believe, Council's got an obligation as the largest employer in town to support the high school in promoting careers locally. We would like to get down there. We have trouble attracting skilled staff and youth. We've spoken about youth being our greatest export of this region. So being able to showcase to the students at Gilgandra High School about the opportunities for careers, whether it be from horticulture to earthmoving to nursing to accountancy to building surveying, all the manner of different careers that are through council. It's not promoted well enough, and we'd like to certainly be party to this, but as I said, to do it in a way that sort of gives a bit of commitment to it will cost some money in staff's time, and particularly if we're wanting to, as per my recommendation, have a piece of equipment there to showcase what we do, we'll be stood down for the day.
Okay, there's a recommendation. Councillor Ridley. Councillor Baker, I'll put that, all those in favour. Yes, carried. The second correspondence there is the letter in regard to the location of the Rising Sun. One from Mr. Stevie Duncan, one from Gilgandra Menchet, and one from Mrs. Jones. Also, there are a number of Facebook comments.
Mr. Mayor, this is obviously a project that's been going on with Council for quite a while now, and hence the reason why we put a lot of content into the report and a background as to how we got to the stage of being where we are, not only with the selection of the site, but also, you know, how it evolved, that the colour of the Rising Sun changed. Look, I suppose this is, in my view, the council deliberated on and made a wise choice on where the Rising Sun was to be located, and I think that shouldn't change. The colour is obviously questionable, and in my recommendation, I said something along the lines that, you know, that is there now. It is, you know, who's to say the colour's not wrong? It's still in accordance with the Army's styling guide for colours for the use of the Rising Sun badge and other Army emblems. I'm suggesting that if the council was to change the colour to a more of a golden look, then perhaps we look at doing that at the time when the Rising Sun needs to be repainted.
It's a bit of against his determination,
Mr. Mayor. I think, as a council, we need to acknowledge that the letters from those particular ratepayers or concerned residents. I believe we should provide a full copy of the reports that are actually attached here today to all, to those three letter writers, and actually show them, you know, based on the facts of how council actually came up with those decisions, and that we take no further action at this point, and we review the colour of the rising sun when it's due for maintenance.
Could we just... Are you moving that way?
Oh, I'm moving that way.
Right.
It is a bit of a general comment. I haven't really thought about it until just then.
I'd like to make a comment.
If I could get a second to Councillor Hawker's motion. Thanks, Councillor Munford. Okay, it's open for discussion, councillors.
I think this was discussed with the community, you know, to a, quite a high degree, and the community had a pretty high expectation. And I think the position changed from the community's recommendation, didn't it? And the colour change was something.
Yeah, the position was adopted by council. In the formal council meeting.
In
taking into account.
In the precinct.
That.
In the precinct, not individual position. In the precinct prepared, but not in the individual position.
I thought people were disappointed, and I think that maybe they had a right to be disappointed, and maybe they needed explaining to better than what it was.
There was an expectation of belief in the community that it would be placed on top of the war memorial.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, it wasn't on top, it was behind. Like, so it looked like it on top, but up on the riverbank. And two things, when I went to have a look with the general manager, he did state if the community wasn't happy with the colour, the council was prepared to change the colour, because the original colour that went down to the war memorial that Doc Foster put in with the men's shed was not that colour.
Yeah.
Okay, so in all fairness, we should have sat down with the uni and the men's shed and Doc Foster when that colour was picked, because, you know, you've got the war memorial on one hand and then you've got the students from the university. So in all fairness, we as council should have been, had more input to it.
Yeah. One of the complicating factors to that was the type of paint that they needed to coat. What the recommendation was to coat the outside of that structure with. Bear in mind that there was wear and tear and deterioration from the time that Doc and their men's shed restored it when it first arrived to the time that we looked at restoring it then. There was, it did need to be repainted, and the type of paint that was the recommendation was only available in certain amount of colours, which I don't know the answer to that, because I still haven't been able to determine whether that this law can't apply the same colour or same type of paint in that golden colour that was applied. So from all the investigations through to the Dulux or the paint representatives, I'm no paint expert, but that's how we got to the colour. That was the only available colour, and they obviously painted it, as I said in the report. It's the colour of the paint that was used on other memorials or other artefacts through Sydney, and just so happens that it was called Anzac Gold. Anyone would think that Anzac Gold would be gold, but it's come back more of a bronzy look. Whether that's detracts from the whole project or not, I don't know. I'm just thinking.
And through you, Mr. Mayor, can I just actually say how disappointed I was as a member of the sub-branch, that when I went to a sub-branch meeting, Mrs. Prout had given the president two photographs and had said to the president that the Shire wanted the sub-branch to acknowledge and approve the site, and I said to the president, I'm sorry, we can't do that. Mrs. Prout knows the meeting, the way the business papers go, we can't voice the opinion for all our members because they're not here. So I said, you know, that wasn't really appropriate for the sub-branch to be put on the spot either.
But we've been through a process where, as at today, the rising sun, where it is and the colour it is.
Oh, I need that.
How do we deal with that? And I've got a recommendation here. So, do you want to speak further to
Well, look,
I'll just get Julie to have the report be noted and the correspondence
be responded to.
Yeah, I think
and a reply, a formal reply be provided.
Yeah.
And a formal reply be provided to the correspondence.
And that needs to include all of those reports, probably in chronological order of how council action.
Including details of the reports on which council's decisions were made. How's that sound?
Because it wasn't a decision that was made in haste.
On which council's decisions were made.
It wasn't the sub-branch, sorry. It wasn't. Yeah, but I went for the council.
Yeah, but we had to
bring back the council. So yeah. That's right. Yeah. That wasn't fair at all. Yeah. Okay. So, are there any speakers for the recommendation? Any speakers against? If not, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, raise your right hand. All those against, I declare it carried. That's category A. Now we move on to category B correspondence, which was the passing of the Orana Joint Organisation.
Got one there first, or not?
And it's still like that, Ian.
Done that one over.
Okay.
And the Caneville Aboriginal Health Service.
The LG one.
And their proposed.
Oh, that's the last one.
Setting up the city here in
Caneville. That's the last one, sorry.
Did we receive anything back from the federal manager's office in regard to the implications of that?
No, we haven't. I'm just looking at my notes now, though, but no, we haven't received anything unless Neil's received some information. But, and it's really around the what they refer to priority distribution areas and the number of GPs that you have in a community and whether you have more GPs than what the government prescribes as a priority distribution area, so whether it affects that, and that then also relates back to the modified Monash score. So we're yet to hear any feedback about that at this point, but the concern is from other doctor services is that whether the additional service will impact the distribution of priority areas, which is then affects funding for them.
Okay, so Tom, would you like to move with that? Can be noted. Thanks, Councillor Baker. Councillor Naden. I'll put that all those in favour. Against, carried. Being 440, councillors.
One more late report, sorry.
Sorry.
Category A.
Oh, sorry, that was my fault.
Category A.
What threw that in?
What was that
one,
sorry?
It's a late report in Category A in regard to a request from the President of the Local Government New South Wales for each council to support a letter to the state government requesting support of businesses and individuals in light of the latest COVID closed down in Washington. And I'd ask the council co-sign a letter for urgent financial support for those businesses and individuals. So I'll move that as mayor. Is there any discussion? If not, the reply is on it tomorrow. If not, I'll put that all those in favour, against, declare it carried. It's now been 5:41 on my watch. I'll declare the meeting closed. Thank you, councillors. We've got one more to kick off.
One more. Shall order a meeting and then council goes into recess.
I'm going to take a moment from the 4th of August.
But we'll still have an August meeting.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And it's only some of the 6th of the count.
Yeah,
financial decision.